Here at Pantry of Hope, partnering with the Boys and Girls Club, Troy Avenue, and here is our overseer for the Pantry of Hope, Pam. And Pam, could you just describe briefly how you got involved and what are we trying to do here and where are we now in the process?
In February, at the Boys and Girls Club, there was a noticeable need for food from our kids' parents, just from the community. And so that's when we contacted you guys, and we started the pantry in February. And just in the last seven, 8 months, we have went from serving 56 to today we were able to serve 120 families, which is just amazing. And I will tell you, it has just been such a wonderful experience. We have, you know, our volunteers. We could not do it without our volunteers. I've got volunteers here that help almost every day, help me stock and load and unload. And it's just been a wonderful gift from God. I mean, you could just feel His presence here. And we could not do it without Him and, you know, Him bringing the volunteers to us.
Amen.
So.
Just briefly, something is coming up on the 27th.
Yes. On the 27th of September, on a Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we are having a town hall meeting. We have asked all the area businesses and churches to come, and we are having volunteers here. We're having a small fellowship to let them know what we're doing, who it's helped, how it's helped, have testimonials, and then hopefully we will be able to get their support from, you know, our surrounding communities.
That's great.
My name's Sarah. I volunteer at the Pantry of Hope. I started as a recipient last month, and this month I'm now a volunteer. I've been here every day since, helping stock the pantry, unload the trucks, and the only reason why I became a volunteer is because I want to help my fellow friends, family, people in the community that don't have what I have, that are less fortunate than me.
So how far do you live from here?
In Beech Grove.
In Beech Grove. And you said that you've been here for every day in helping out, just do whatever you can?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So anything Pam needs, there's usually four or five of us that are here on a daily basis.
That is amazing. Do you have any encouragement for other people out there?
If you can help, help. If you can contribute food, donate food, everything is welcome. We don't turn anybody away. We don't turn anything away.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Sarah again, and she has another testimonial that I think need to be heard by the general public.
When I was here last month, I put in for a prayer request for my boyfriend who has staph infection. They gave him 4 days to live. One of the ladies prayed with me, and thank God he has 4 more weeks left and he will be home. And if it wasn't for faith, hope, and love, I think I would have lost my faith.
Amen.
Okay, we started this in February,
And
I believe this is like our eighth. We have now volunteers that are dedicated.
Amen.
We have, people that are more aware of it that are coming in from different areas, not just ours. And the Lord's doing a great job.
Amen.
Because it's multiplying all the time.
And this is Bertha. She's been here from the very beginning, and you will see her doing everything. She's busy all the time.
Wherever I can work, I do it. If I see it needs to be done.
Well, you're a blessing, Bertha.
Thank you.
You just heard some amazing stories that's happening. I tell you what, once we identify the needs and we are within the will of God, things just happen miraculously. God bless you.